This is The Spark. I'm Martha Woodruff. Stanton's Ellen Butchart has a recent MBA in sustainable business. Before going back for that MBA, Ellen had a long career working on the creative side of big business. She was, among other high-powered things, the Amazon Global Design Manager. Then Ellen Butchart unexpectedly lost a job as Director of Content Development for Rosetta Stone.
Well, I went from working with 50 people every day to waking up and being my own
company.
And my husband was very supportive. He invited me into his practice to help. He's a naturopath. There's always something wonderful to learn. And I learned a great deal about people and conversations and letting people tell their stories by working with him. But it wasn't my life. I wanted to figure out what I wanted to do. And I spent a lot of time thinking about taking my critical analytic abilities and focusing on myself. And at first I thought, I still like business. I love the accountability of being in a business. I liked, at the end of the day, knowing that that I just couldn't make decisions without thinking about budgets and other people. And I loved working in teams. And I knew that the product of anything that a team does is so much more satisfying than being an individual contributor. That was where my source was.
You wanted to be part of a team. You talked about the accountability of business. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we are surrounded by people occupying this and occupying that. And business is not something that people conceive of as terribly accountable. To what did you feel accountable?
Business is an enormous economic driver. And there's power in business in a way that you can make change. And I saw change happen in technology. I saw change happen in the products that I had worked on, the educational products I've worked on. But I wasn't seeing change in the mindset of people in the business environment, the leaders, the people who were making decisions. But I knew that it was possible because I could see change happen in creative teams.
So there was a disconnect. Mm-hmm. I think you've already said this, but let's just repeat it, between the accountability of the creative arm and the accountability of perhaps somebody who's responsible to stockholders or bottom line.
Well, they're accountable. They're accountable to their stockholders. But that's not the accountability that I thought was important. And that's what led me to think about going back into business, getting an MBA, having the tool set and the vocabulary to talk to those people and bring the creative mindset into that. And as it turns out, that is what sustainable business is. Sustainable business is thinking about the stakeholders, not just the shareholders.
You were a very high-powered person, and you thought you needed an MBA. This is a question.
All right. It's not that I thought I needed an MBA. I wanted to have the vocabulary. Creative people are not that influential in terms of strategy and
business strategy.
Business strategy. Mm-hmm. And I've often felt very sidelined in conversations, even if I sat in meetings. My input was often corralled, the soft skills person or the creative person. Even though I knew how influential and important the content and the product was that we were creating, we were telling the story, often that wasn't thought of as being the driver, the lever for making a business successful.
What was thought of as the driver?
Well, metrics, analysis, money.
All that stuff you learn in business school.
Well, you learn in some business schools.
Some business schools. All right. So you wanted to talk the talk, be able to talk the talk with the realistically the true decision makers.
Right.
Okay. So you reached this decision, and what happened?
That's really interesting how when you put something out in the world, things show up. So I started to research MBA programs, and MBA programs that were really focused on changing the business model and teaching business people to think differently. there were two at that point that I knew about. There are more, lots of business schools that are either changing their curriculum, adding sustainability to their curriculum. But at that point, the Presidio School in San Francisco and the and Bainbridge Graduate Institute were the two that I was researching and interested in.
All right, let me ask you this. We've begun throwing terms around, such as sustainability. You learned this language. Tell us, in your best business school language, what you mean by sustainability.
There's something called the triple bottom line. You might think the bottom line is making money. But if you think about the triple bottom line in a business, if you focus your business on benefiting the people, planet, and making a profit, you're truly working in a sustainable way. You're thinking long term. You're considering externalities, which is anyone who studies economics would be aware of. You look at the real risks of doing business.
You want to give a little 5-cent definition of externalities
Externalities would be everything that doesn't seem to be part of your manufacturing operational line. So that, let's just say you're making a widget. It's plastic. And you receive the plastic to make the widget. You make the widget. You sell the widget. Anything that happens before it comes into your, from cradle to doorstep, into your factory, may be considered an externality that has nothing to do with the way you cost your product or your what you think may be the risks about manufacturing the product. And then anything that happens after it leaves your, you know, your truck bay to be sent out to your
customers,
your vendors, your customers, all those people, and then the people in the universe who may be breathing the air that you've been manufacturing something and sending something externally out of the smokestack. Those are all externalities. In everything that we do, there are consequences to every choice we make, and that becomes anything that you extract from the universe. All that part of the system is the way of thinking about the people and also the planet as you're doing business. And if indeed you build something that 5-10 years from now actually ends up damaging the environment, and you haven't considered that, you haven't been doing good business, you haven't been thinking about the risks involved in making your business choices. That's one part of sustainability. Okay. The other part is thinking about really aligning your values, creating an organization where people feel they believe not only in what they're making a living, which is important. We all have to make a living.
Yes.
But they're also they're a learning organization, a functional organization. They enjoy going to work. There's passion about what they're doing. You create a thriving business by creating a team of thriving people. Organizations are organisms. And, you feed them, you keep them healthy, you give them something to work towards, you will grow.
So, a couple years ago, when Ellen Butchart decided to go back to school and get an MBA in sustainable business, she chose to study at Bainbridge Graduate Institute on Bainbridge Island in Washington. She says she thought of herself as the Ginger Rogers of the MBA program, being 25 to 30 years older than most of her students. But Ellen powered through the program in 2 years, learning a lot about both business and herself.
I became very attached to entrepreneurship. I really learned a lot about how entrepreneurial I was. So what was I going to do? I didn't have a plan. And I went back to the old routine of applying for jobs. And then I got a double whammy. One, it's really hard to find a job in a business when you're living in a pretty small community. And the other was, I'm 60 years old now, and people aren't hiring people who are 60 years old. So I struggled with figuring out how to turn that into an asset, because that's the only way to do it. That's the only way to move forward. And to think about how many other people need to do that too. I didn't expect it was going to be easy, and I don't think it will be easy to be this kind of change in the world. But I do think that if I can do it, and I am doing it, other people can learn that they can do it too, just by example, not by modeling. Just if, you know, someone who just decides she's going to do it, moves forward and acquires the skills and reclaims her authenticity, everybody else can do it.
Ellen Butchart was, she says, traumatized by losing her job at the age of 58.
I don't know. I don't want to emphasize that. I mean, I personally felt traumatized. I'm not sure everybody would feel traumatized. I took my work very personally. I still do. I am what I do. That's just the way I function. So this may not feel comfortable for everybody. I've met people along the way who've said, well, why don't you just take yoga classes? Yoga classes day and night. That's what I would do. So I'm not advocating that everybody has to wake up and get going, or that it would be easy, because it's not. It's very difficult to wake up every morning and say, okay, I'm going to try again. But I don't think anyone should dismiss their productivity, that they can't, you know, if they want to.
What do you want to be a part of in the next decade?
Okay. The economy's crashed when I lost my job. I was not responsible. But we all do feel somehow in the midst of it, and crushed by it, too. I think people feel that way. And in the part of my learning at business school that I felt was big picture, I really believe that local economy is how we rebuild America. And there are wonderful ways that, wonderful opportunities we all have to create not just thriving, but really fertile local economies, creating systems where, and we live in such a beautiful, bountiful part of the world, that food makes a lot of sense to, as being the foundation of those local economies. Because it isn't just about growing food. It's about opportunities for young people to farm again, and then to sell their food. And then if somebody's selling the food locally, someone in a restaurant could be buying that food. And then you have a thriving restaurant business. And if you have a thriving restaurant business, you've got people coming from the area who are traveling or interested in moving and creating their own businesses. It's networking the idea through into the ground bed for the economy and recreating the world we live in. Not local as in I don't want to think global, but local as in that's how you strengthen. A lot of local communities together become a global community. A thriving global economy. So I truly think that is how we're going to turn the corner. And this is a great place to do that. There are lots of really exciting possibilities for entrepreneurs to create businesses around these local economies. And as you strengthen the local economy around food, you begin to bring up the possibility of other ways of dimensions of creating the economy.
Ellen Butchart is currently outreach director and leadership coach at Allegheny Mountain School, which was founded last year to train and support young adults committed to sustainable food. There's a link to the Allegheny Mountain School website on the Spark page at WMRA.org.